Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon as we welcome in another edition and a new year. Yes, a safe and healthy, a profitable, successful 2021 to you and your family here from all of us at Chasm Radio and the Central Minnesota Farm Report and Mid-Soda Manufacturing. Let's begin this morning recapping some market details. We first of all check in with Brad Thielen at Long Prairie Livestock and their sale back on Tuesday night. Here's Brad Thielen.
We had a nice sale for between the holidays. You know, we had 237 head of cattle. We had some sheep. We had some hogs. We didn't have no goats last night, but nice little run. We had about 300 round bales of hay and straw. We had a nice little sale, that hay and straw. We had some old hay break, you know, 25 to 35 a bale. Meadow grass from 35 to 50 a bale. We had no really alfalfa hay. We had corn stalks 25 to 30 a bale, so both pretty good. Then we had a nice run of baby calves. We had a group of black beef cross calves, Holstein beef cross, weighing 95 pounds, break 155 by the head. We had Holstein calves from 35 to 65 by the head, so semi-started ones from 65 to 100. Some Holstein starts from 250 to 350. Some Holstein steers weighing in the 6s, breaking in the 80 to 85 range of small groups. We had some Holstein steers in the 8 to 9s, 75 to 85. We had a nice run of killer cows last night. Most of them cows break from 48 to 54. With the four yielders from 40 to 48, very few under 40 unless they're sick or really crippled or this or that. Holstein fat, 89 to 93.50, some crossbreeds up to 95.50, some beef fats from $1 to $1.07.
Alrighty, a look at Long Prairie Livestock. Brad Thielen joining us, recapping their Tuesday night auction. Let's stay right there, get some more details at area sales barns, and get some details over at Central Livestock in Albany. Now, they had a Tuesday sale, included fat cattle, butcher cows, and also some baby calves. And let's recap at Central Livestock in Albany here this morning on your Central Minnesota Farm Report on Chasm Radio.
Taking a look at the markets in the cattle division, we've got choice and prime beef steers from $1.350 to $1.09, with the choice and prime heifers from $98 to $1.04. Choice and prime Holstein steers brought 93.25 to $96.75, and choice and select 87 to $93.25. Choice and prime Holstein cross steers, they were ranging from $92.75 to $1.375. Market cows ranged mostly at 40 to 52. We had high yielding cows bringing 55.50 to 59, and the market bulls were trading mostly from 75 to 80. And in the calf division, we had some calves, 90 to 120 pounds. They were bringing $35 to $70. The beef calves ranged from $55 to $120 per head. The next feeder cattle sale will be scheduled for Wednesday, January 13th. And looking at the hog division, market hogs were at 37, lightweight sows 25 to 26, heavyweight sows are bringing 27 to 28, and we have all weight boars at 10.
A look at Central Livestock Association here on Chasm Radio, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. Also, some new programming when it comes to agriculture here on Chasm Radio. You can tune in weekday mornings. Yeah, weekday mornings right around 6:36, right after our extension update. We'll feature a new program from Max Armstrong, fellow farm broadcaster and longtime farm broadcaster, Hall of Fame member of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And Max will join us with his Farm Progress America program, a four-minute segment every weekday at 6:36. Also every Monday, we'll be checking in with Allendale Incorporated, and John Georgie will join us. Yeah, John Georgie every Wednesday will feature his comments during noontime news as we look at the markets on why things are doing what they're doing, how they are doing those things, and what to expect as well. So he's going to give us insight on beans and corn and also hogs, the livestock, and more. So we'll feature that segment as well here on AM 1150. So some new additions to our Chasm agricultural coverage here on AM 1150. It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report here for this morning, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. We'll get more details coming up here this morning on Chasm Radio.
This is Jesse Allen, and I'm the host of Market Talk, a weekday commodity market analysis and recap podcast that you can find online at mychasm.com, bringing you the ag market information you need online at mychasm.com.
All right, Jesse, thank you. Yes, some on-site analysis. Jesse Allen, a fellow farm broadcaster as well, providing some coverage on our website. Yeah, web only, mychasm.com, under the Farm tab. And check it out. Listen to his weekday program here on AM 1150. Some other farm news. What else we have going on this week? Another busy week as we wrapped up the year and head into a new year. And a lot of folks are looking back and excited for the new year, especially when it comes to corn, when it comes to soybeans. Now, the pace of the soybean crush continues at a very rapid rate. It began in November of 2020. Ben Brown is an ag economist at the University of Missouri, And he says in November, yeah, we set a record for soybean crush. And, well, you see soybean futures jumping higher and higher. He has some more details here this morning on Chasm Radio.
That followed the all-time monthly record in October. We came in at 181 million bushels of soybeans crushed in November. October, it was 185.2 million bushels. And I remind folks that the National Oilseed Association represents about 95% of soybeans crushed for soybean meal and oil. Very strong numbers. That sets new monthly records all 3 months of this marketing year so far, September, October, and November.
Yeah, some more details regarding soybeans. Now, the outlook for soybean demand is, well, a positive one as we continue and look down the road when it comes to soybeans.
We have seen a weakening a little bit in that soybean crush in the month of November. The crush margin, it has held strong, and we continue to see processors continue to crush soybeans. When we look down the road at what could come for soybean crush, there's a lot of potential to see that continue to strengthen. Now, granted, soybean prices continue to rise, which lowers that soybean crush margin. The inputs are becoming more expensive for those processors. But when we look at the demand side of the equation, there's a lot of positives.
Ben Brown, an ag economist at the University of Missouri. And finally, he does see some challenges overseas, and he feels the U.S. and U.S. soybean, especially soybean meal, will be able to take advantage of those.
Their currency is creating an environment where producers just don't want to sell soybeans into the market. They'd rather have their soybeans sitting in the bag. We see some of that demand coming to the United States because there's just not a lot of other places that have the soybean meal processing like the United States has, or Argentina. China's been building their soybean meal facilities as well. We've seen them slow down as the margins have come down as well. But nonetheless, soybean meal seems to be a strong part in the U.S. balance sheet.
And finally this morning, in some other ag news, looking at the hog sector, well, the U.S. hog herd is getting smaller. USDA's December hogs and pigs report came out last week and showed the overall herd size is 1% smaller than the same time a year ago. Dr. Steve Meyer of Partners for Production Agriculture, he went through some of the key numbers on that report for those in the hog industry, looking at some of those details.
December 1, inventory, all hogs and pigs, 77.502 million head. That number is down 0.9%, almost precisely on what the average of analysts' pre-report estimates. Kept for breeding, 6.276 million head, 3% smaller than a year ago. The analysts expected that number to only be down 1.8%, so a little bit of difference there. Kept for marketing, 71.226 million head, down 0.7%, quite close to the analyst report estimates of down 1%.
So look at the hog and pig numbers wrapping up and going into a new year, and that's going to wrap up your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon, right off I-94, County Road 50. Have yourself a great day and have yourself a great weekend.